what to do to convince the big man to get in here. Can we turn on the cameras? Can we make it happen? Let's put the pizza away. Let's welcome him into our studio for a change. Here we go.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
Jingity-jing.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
The Italian Christmas Donkey.
La, la, la. La, 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 la. La, la, la. La, 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 la.
Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey.
You got any of the words?
You never
I listen every morning. I'm a big fan of Dominic.
I love you. I like your coat.
I like your coat.
You're not coming to your side.
No. Neither did yours in the opposite direction.
Oh!
Really? Is that what we're doing?
It's all I got.
It's all you got.
Hey! La, la, la. Do you not do it unless it's in the morning?
I don't like it. I got bored of it 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. But the kids love it.
The kids do love it.
So what can you do?
Oh, I'm looking
odds on favour for Christmas number one, I heard.
Not till Monday.
We'll see though, won't we?
If anyone's
Sunday.
Thinking about buying it, just hang on, just wait.
Just hang on,
wait
just
a few
wait.
Days. Well, let this chart get out of the way and then we'll chat on Monday. That's all I'm saying.
What else do you like? Like this one?
You look weird.
It's got quite a long intro, isn't it? Get to the hook.
Three, four. Everybody come to see me. Oh, this is really old.
Nah, come on. It's a classic, though.
Is it really?
Indie disco classic.
Are you just trying to play loads
let's
of
be honest, they're all,
twee
they're
stuff all, they're before
all,
I come on?
Let's be honest, they're all old. You haven't made a parody record for a while. Why not? What's going on? What's going on?
Kesha? We did a Kesha track. That's this year.
You didn't have to parody that.
And... Yeah, we haven't done one for a while.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's been 12 months in the waiting, but it's finally arrived. You join us as a dangerous time for the fragile egos of two men who respect each other. We respect what each other is doing. He's the savior of Radio 1. Between 6:30, is it?
Yeah,
6:30 and 10 a.m. is the finish. 10 a.m.
Yeah, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the rich corner, it's Christopher Moore! And in the other corner, for one final time, a little heavy around the waistline and heavy of foot, it's your resident heavyweight champion, me, Zane Lowe. Wiki 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 wah wah wiki wah.
Last year you got way too overexcited.
I know.
And
somebody's already said on Twitter, "Don't overegg the custard." To me,
someone says to you, "Don't overegg the custard."
That's what they said.
Have they ever listened to you before?
No.
When you're depressed, you're still over the top. In a good way.
That's how I get through the other side, man.
Right. I'm getting ready.
You ready? Jackets off. I'm keep mine on for a second. I like the feel, the duvet. Are you ready?
I was born ready, Zane Lowe. I'm so ready to whip your ass.
Right, here we go. For those people that are tuning in for the first time, most of you probably listen to Chris Moyles in the morning. Here's how it goes down.
Yeah.
Every single Thursday, with very few exceptions, we bring Radio 1 DJs into the ring and we go record, round for round, and jam to jam combat. The categories... Look at... What the hell is that?
Muscles, baby!
What is that? Popeye?
I've been working out!
Somebody's been eating a spinach.
I think I'm over-egging the custard.
A little bit.
Right.
Looks like you've been under-egging the custard lately. Looking good.
Thanks, man.
Round number 8, when we get there, will be Song of the Year. For the first time in 2 or 3 years, it's something that we haven't agreed on, so we may have to flip a coin on that one, depending on who wins the battle. Another round is Going for Gold. It's sport-related. The Olympics are upon us. Round 5, Karaoke Round. Chris likes a bit of karaoke. Round number 4.
That's my weak round, by the way, Karaoke Round.
Who is, it is, really. Who is Christopher Moyles? And who is Zane Lowe? We've each chosen a record that we think best reflects our opponent.
Oh, really?
Round number 3. Did you just...
Hang on, I thought it was that reflects me. No one explained that to me.
No,
oh, well, it'll still work.
No, I think it is. I was trying to sort of include myself in a last-minute shoo-in, but I think it's both about you. Round number 3 is The Couch Potato, a song from a movie you're going to watch over Christmas. Round number 2... It comes
whoa, 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 whoa. Hang on, stop.
What now?
That's not what I thought Couch Potato was. Well,
what did you think Couch Potato was?
So, first of all...
It's a song from a movie you
That was never on
Christmas.
Our email. It just said, round one, first round knockout. Round two, comes recommended. Round three, Couch Potato. Round four, that's what I had. I never had song from a movie you're going to watch over Christmas.
Song from a movie you're going to watch over Christmas.
No.
This is exactly what was sent out to you. Are you
that
calling
wasn't.
Claire a liar?
Yeah, I am.
I can't argue with that.
I'm calling you a liar.
I can't argue with that. I had a very short window for bluff and it just went as soon as he said yes, then that's pretty much all I had. Round number one is the first round knockout. Where's the coin?
Right, where's the camera? Hang on.
You know, where's the camera? Where's like the camera? He doesn't know where the camera is. This dude lives on camera in the morning. What are you taking a photo of the camera?
Well, just switch my mic off then. Look.
What?
See that?
I don't know what you're doing. What, is this some kind of Radiohead postmodern thing? What are you doing?
Can you see that? Round three, Couch Potato. Round three, Couch Potato. See, it doesn't say anything about a movie.
Claire.
See that?
Say it, Claire.
Okay.
Claire. Yep. Yep, you've made a fool out of me. You've made a fool out of the show.
I'm ready, though. I am ready.
Round number one. Coin. You're all watching this? Everyone watching this?
I'll tell you what, this is a foregone conclusion because you don't have my tracks yet.
I know. What's up
with
that?
You've got to go first.
Well, I know. It's true. Where is your CD, by the way?
They're in front of me.
Well, there's no point in tossing a coin.
No.
I have to start.
Go on.
This just in. It's a little Christmas message called Cheer Up, It's Christmas from Wiley.
Oh.
What's the matter with you, man? Every time it's Christmas.
Cheer up. It's Christmas time.
Cheer up. I'm laughing. I've won this round already before I've even got into it.
Listen. It's brand new. It was only came out today. It sends a nice message to the people.
It's Christmas. I've never heard anybody sound so depressed saying it's Christmas. You cheer up.
Yeah.
You go ever dance with Shirley. But he sounds miserable when he's saying cheer up.
No, but he's supposed to. That's the point. You obviously weren't listening. You're too busy checking your Twitter.
No, I'm getting the text up so I can read all the text messages from your army of fans.
Oh, by the
as
way,
as they turn one by one, going, do you know what? Actually, I'm swapping over to
no
Chris's side.
No problem with that. Can you do us a favor and just bump up the Twitter and the Facebook way? I know you do that for all your guests. Can you
sure.
help us out tonight?
Sure,
we appreciate that.
I'm gonna tweet in tonight and text in tonight because it's all live. 81199 is the text. Who are you? Why are you playing Supermarket Sweep?
Because I love it in the morning and I want to have fun with your sounds.
Okay.
I know you rip a few of ours off, so I'm just having a little bit of fun right here with you.
81199, get on the text and tell us who you are and where you are and who you're backing tonight and tell us who do you think wins each round. Zane plays a song, then I play a song, and then you tell us who wins and you say me, and then I get the point and we go to the next round. Oh, I crashed the vocal. So we did this, we've done this for a few years now, and a couple of years ago, you started the verses with a big, big song, a bit of LL Cool J.
Oh,
and I'm
oh,
like,
I know what it
love
is.
That. I love
I know,
that.
I know what it is.
So I thought, obviously, I like a mashup, so I've got some people in my corner. So Lobster Dust is an amazing, amazing DJ
what?
Remixer.
Who?
Lobster Dust.
Sorry, what?
Out of New York.
Let me just look that up.
So he makes some awesome mashups. So I'm thinking, okay, well, Zane started a couple of years ago with LL Cool J, so I'll start with
DJ
LL Cool J.
Lobster Dust.
Yes, sir. So I'll take one of his tracks because
Queen
I think.
Nelly versus the Bee Gees is one of his most famous mashups.
The what?
Nelly versus Bee Gees.
Okay.
DJ Lobster Dust.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you how you found DJ Lobster Dust?
I just find everything.
You just.
I do.
When it comes to DJs.
I love mashups. It's what I listen to all the time. So
I know,
I'm chosen
I know what this.
This
is. I know what this is.
Okay, you ready? This is huge.
Don't da don't
ready?
Don't da don't
turn it on.
Don't
let's go!
Don't call it a comeback. Yeah, I'm rocking my peers, put suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom.
Wait a minute. Before we actually play,
Whoa,
we are gonna play
on.
I'm gonna play it. I'll be true to my word. I think it's amazing how you've somehow miraculously stripped out any of the energy from that rap in the first place. I can't believe how you did it. I didn't think it was possible.
One, two, three.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my peers. Put suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Overpowering, over the competition, I'm towering. Wrecking shop, when I make these lyrics that'll make you call the cops.
Don't you dare stare, you better move.
Don't ever compare me to the rest that are old and sliced and diced. Competition's paying the price. I'm gonna knock you out. Don't you call this a regular jam? I'm gonna rock this land.
I pull out my Tammy, get ready, cause the light go blow. How you like me now? The rebel will not allow. I'm blasting, outlasting, kinda like Shaft, so you can say I'm shafting. Oh, English filled my mind, and I came up
with a funky rhyme.
I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
All right, all right, all right. Let it play.
Mama said knock you out.
Let it breathe.
I'm sorry. You want me to be reverent to this?
Okay, my bad.
Break it down, Cool J. Come on, everybody. It's Christmas.
Don't blame Christmas.
You just got spanked.
Going back in.
God, and you're loving it.
I am actually, but only because it's Christmas. And for the first time, I think in December, I'm actually feeling the Christmas spirit. Look at you. Nice.
All right.
Like it.
So that one goes to me, yeah? All right, round one. Me.
I've learned this the hard way in the verses that such as your magnetism, overwhelming charm, ability to be able to convince everybody that you're always right. Just better get out the way.
Adamor number nine, just text in who won that round and text, start your text the word Chris won that round.
Have I got a page?
No. What? There's not a page of text for Zane? Oh, Zane, that's because you chose Grumpy Wiley. Who's very good,
it was
but
nice.
Grumpy.
Yeah,
yeah, I chose Happy LL Cool J and Dex's Midnight
but it's
Runners.
It's not over.
All right.
It's not. It hasn't even begun.
I'm on. Come on, let's go.
I'm sort of tempted to just get on with the Who Is Chris Moore's round. I'll do so because I want to get in that game, but now I have to go credibly. Okay, we're going Comes Recommended.
Yes.
I'm going to recommend. Are you playing? Are you Skrillex?
What?
Skrillex?
Yeah, I like Skrillex.
You like Skrillex?
Well, yeah.
You heard this?
No.
I know you're into Avicii. You like your levels.
I love Avicii.
I know you love your Avicii in the morning.
Oh, I can't get out of bed without a bit of Avicii.
You're gushing over Avicii every morning on Radio 1.
Know it.
This, the Skrillex remix of Avicii. In a Radio 1 versus the final for the year. Myself and
Chris Moyles.
Radio 1. Game, come on now, 81199 on the text, Twitter, Facebook, where are my people at? Where are my Skrilly people at? Let's get the text in, the final verses of the year, where are you? We're broadcasting live on Radio 1 worldwide right now and you can watch it on the brand new and improved Radio 1 website. We have a little wave of the cameras. If you're watching online right now, hi everybody. We finally got cameras on our show. Chris Moyles brought the camera crew. He put the camera crew for us.
Boom. All right, so here are some comments after round one, right? Chris number one so far, says Stephen London.
Yep.
Chris wins this round for music.
Yep.
Zane wins for the dad dancing, says Jane in Liverpool. 1-0 Chris, sorry Zane. Shredded Dave. Chris nailed that round.
Hang on, wait, Shredded Dave?
Yeah.
He's a regular.
My favourite text came in, by the way, 81199 if you want to text us. My favourite one said, hate is a strong word, but I really hate Chris Moyles. However, he just done you in the first round. So I love that.
I can't believe it, man. You won that round so comprehensively, we've actually turned hate to love. See, this is good for you. I know that you look down upon this show and the verses every year like you're doing us a national service. And I
love it. Don't make jokes. I love it. You think I'd haul my ass back in the the town on a Thursday night at 8 o'clock for anybody else.
I'd hope so. We have beers to
only for you.
Zane won that round. Oh, that's two texts. Are you just fleshing out the text to make me feel better?
Read it again.
Zane won that round.
Oh, nice.
Someone saying Zane won that round. Written exactly the same way. That track's fat, Zane from Danzo. Big up, Danzo. Chris, I love you, mate, but Zane won that round. It's from Scott and Hinkley, eating Mickey D's.
All right, well, I'll win this one, Scott, with your Mickey D's.
Not sure.
Yeah, I will.
I'm a big fan of this band, but...
You don't like the song?
Oh, no, I love the song. I'm just saying, you know, I didn't choose it. So what am I going to say? I'm not going to big it up right now.
All right.
It's an amnesty of appreciation for me in this band.
Just press play. This is what I chose.
Look how proud he is that he chose a good band right now, right here on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Set this up very, very loud. Strut around your living room or wherever you are and enjoy. Because this is class. I don't like music, huh? Check this out. Well, I'm so above you, and it's
I'll give that to you, man. But you know, Black Keys, every time.
I love it.
You're gonna come see them with me next year, Ali Pally.
Alright.
Yeah?
I'll go.
Is it a date?
You're on. Chris wins again, says Arlene. Sasha's loving it. Ash Trickett on the M4 is loving it.
Powder.
Amy in Northampton is loving it. Dave in Cornwall, Scott in North Wales, Bruce in Nottingham, Pete in Portsmouth.
Pete in Portsmouth, isn't that Dom? Who reads the news? I'm sure he was Pete in Portsmouth on your show the other day.
Probably, but yeah. That's a real one. And Matt is in bed with a broken ankle in Stafford saying, Chris, you've won this already.
Zane You're might have pulled right. it out of the bag for once. Sorry, Chris. Chris, I love you, mate. Zane won that round. Zane won with Skrillex straight away. Zane definitely wins round two just for playing an awesome Skrillex remix from Chris in Welland Garden City. Mm. Awesome tune from Dom in Hartlepool.
So who won that round?
I don't know. I can't call that. Actually, I think I won that round.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm that confident you can have it.
Cool, 1-1.
Beautiful.
1-1. Myself and Christopher Moyle is right here. We call him Christopher now because he's been accepted and revered by society finally after many years of trying to climb that mountain. He stands atop it with his arms wide open, like Creed. So here we are until 9 p.m. tonight in a Versus, and we're at round number 3, which we're going to go straight to. Who is Chris Moyles?
Yes.
Who is Christopher Moyles?
Mm.
The real Christopher Moyles.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I know a little bit about the real Christopher Moyles.
Right.
But you do keep a lot of that off the radio. Keep some of that for yourself. So I'm going to...
I don't leave much... for myself.
Yeah, you do.
I pretty much expose every aspect of my life and personal behaviour on the air.
Mm.
You look so camp when you do that. Do it again. do that again for all the people watching the webcam. And you've got your hand on your hip. Mm. Wow, look at this.
Mm.
That's why they don't stream the show on the webcam that often.
No, it's also because, you know, it's not very good on video.
All right, well...
I've got a song to describe you.
Okay.
I've chosen a song to describe you.
Right.
Because I want to take you back 12 months to a time when life was very different for you. When I was right there beside you, as many were, during a difficult moment in your life. And I knew that there were pressures that were weighing on your shoulders. And
right.
Speculation and talk. And you had a rough year with the press. And I felt for you, man. And I got nothing but love for you.
Thanks, brother.
And I want to play a song right now that sums up where you were at 12 months ago to where you are right now.
Tonight, right. I'm going to have myself a good time.
Because look at you now, man.
I feel alive.
Look at the difference.
And the world.
Zane wins. Brilliant song from Jamie. Zane, you beauty. From Choppy, the Shropshire Trucker. Win-win for Zane. Dave in Taunton. There it is, Zane, from Dominic in Northampton. Round two goes to Zane. Never heard that Avicii remix before. Oh, what was that?
Because you're missing stuff going on in the studio.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Anyone who plays Queen automatically wins the round, says Miriam, who's listening in Los Angeles. Good afternoon.
This is for Miriam.
Lunchtime. There it is, Zane. That's all the text says from Dominic in Northampton, which is good. That's a proper good thing for you.
Just read.
However, I think the text messages are going to change. I think I'm going to pick up more support.
Well, let's just clarify that the record you're going to play now, and you were absolutely correct, was that we asked you and I to choose individual songs that described you. So you chose a record that describes you.
I think it works both ways, to be fair.
You think?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
All right. It's just a great record. and it's a brilliant build-up. And every time he performs it live, it's awesome.
And it's a first on this show.
And probably a last, I would imagine.
Maybe.
But it's brilliant. And it's a proper go nuts, jump around your house track. When the beat kicks in, you've got to go mental, right?
All right.
All right.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie Williams.
Coast Call. Let me bop, 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 enter, bop, 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 tain you.
Oh, look at you.
Let me bop, 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 enter, bop, 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 tain you. Bop, 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 bop.
What? Hang on a second. How do you know this? How do you... Hang on, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Okay, all right. Hang on, let me find it on my phone. I don't know if he swears or not, so that's all I'm going to play.
Told you.
There you go.
Told you.
You're a Take That fan. You love the live Robbie.
Big bag of surprises, me.
Look at you.
Big old bag of
Progress
spuds.
DVD.
Were you expecting sweet potatoes? Big old bag of spuds.
All right, good. Hey, number nine. There's not enough text messages coming in. I'm very disappointed.
Well, then do what you do.
They're jammed up.
Do what you do.
If you're listening right now, just text your name and tell us that you're listening, where you are. 81199. Get your phone out and do it. And if you do it via the website on Wi-Fi, it's free. You can send a message. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. Boom. There we go.
Tweets off the hook, though. Twitter on fire.
Good, 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 good. I don't know what that was.
Just tweets are on fire.
It's just a noise. Come on, let's bring on the next one.
Right, cool. Okay, so it's the karaoke round. When was the last time you did that?
Karaoke?
Mm.
Last week? Kind of.
I was expecting like maybe August, March, last week.
I know what you're going on about. Yeah, all right, fine. Yes, I sang with Michael Bublé the other day. Why does everyone keep going on about it? Fine, we did Cry Me a River.
I wasn't going there.
Stop going on about it.
I wasn't going there.
Oh, God, yeah. He said I have an amazing voice. All right.
It's a great photo.
What?
It's a great photo, you two together.
Me and Bublé.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Take it on the road.
Thank you.
I'm serious.
Thank you.
Take it on the road.
Thank you. So anyway, no, but I've not done it properly for a while. However, I'm ready for this round.
How did he do it, by the way?
What?
How did the bubble do it? Michael Bublé. How did he make that seamless transition from ye olde crooner, which he's been now? He's been releasing records for a long time, but now he's like ITV1's biggest pop star of choice. How did he do it?
He's on Radio 1 the other week.
How did he do it?
Because people like him. He's a bit of a boy.
Likeable character.
Yeah, and he's got a great voice.
Posh really hom. Good. Posh hom. Posh hom.
I don't know what that means, but sure. Posh hom? Sure.
Karaoke hom. I haven't done... Let me tell you when I last did karaoke. Was in Georgetown in America, I believe, in 1997. That was the last time I did karaoke.
God, I was 10. I was 10 that year.
And I didn't do this song. But what I need right now is for everybody with a mobile phone handy at 81199. That's the number you have to type into your text mechanism, 81199. And I want you to put Zane Wins if you fancy getting down tonight. With a little something funky and sexy.
This thing right here.
You sang this?
I would. I'll do it for you now.
Ladies know. I don't know if I want to hear you sing the thumb.
Baby!
You know.
Yeah.
The finer things in life.
Pass me a bucket.
You're looking real good, Miles. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that dress so scandalous. And you know I never couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish. With the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip-hop spots. We cruise to the cruise, like connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop. Cause she was
living la vida loca. She had jumps like a truck. Thighs like what.
Baby, move your butt.
I think I'm singing again.
She had jumps like a truck. Thighs like what.
Like King Kong.
Let me see that thong.
Baby!
That thong, the thong, thong, thong. I like it when the beat goes.
All night long. Let me see that thong. Baby!
That thong, the thong, thong, thong. I like it when the beat goes. Let me make it
Yeah.
Sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Eyes like what? 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 All that love. Nigga, sing it again. Come on.
Oh, you know where we're going, don't you?
Yeah.
You know where we're going.
What are you doing?
We're going higher.
I'm
going
to watch.
We're going higher.
You ready?
We're going higher.
How high?
Key change.
Yeah. Zane, do the enemies still do the radio DJ award? Because you've just lost it.
No, it's all right, man.
Because
I'm like
of me.
Of them. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
They'll hate you now.
I like the way.
Oh, move that thing.
How Chris Miles on radio.
And this is what you're like before we go for a drink.
Sorry, something just happened there. I just
something that's on that pizza just came back. All right. Well, that was it. Was nice to hear.
You
that.
Want to hear it again? Wants to hear it again.
I don't want to hear it again. No, I'm good. I'm good. All right. So 81199. I want you to get your phone. Like Zane just said, get your phone out. Put the number in, 81199, or you can send a message via the Radio 1 website for free. Oh, you're getting a bit giddy with that. I think you might find the next track beautiful. What are you doing?
Just trying to work out what it was.
It's not that. Oh. I think the next song you might find beautiful. If you do, would you just do me a favour and send me a text saying beautiful to 81199, because I think it is beautiful. It's not called beautiful, but it is beautiful. And if I was going to do a song... I would sing this song. This is a new recording of this song.
Are you getting all mellow on us?
Yeah, man. This track's beautiful. Proper. Absolutely beautiful.
This thing that I regret.
What are you doing?
This is lovely, man.
What are you doing?
Rick Witter, Shed 7, acoustic, 15 years of Maximum High, fine British album by a fine British band. And this is a bit of class to show that they are better than they even were.
Like a bit of Rick Witter.
You ready?
I do.
All right. Enjoy.
This thing that I regret.
Thank you to Twix in Plymouth and Lydia and Angela in Oakley and Darren in Kent and Josh Lord and Lindsay in Durham, Holly in Preston, Dave Smith in Derby, Lisa in Liverpool, all saying beautiful.
That was a moment. That was like my Christmas moment. I got a bit emo.
Love that. Let's go see him this weekend.
I've always had
to play in London.
I'm out of town. Sunday night.
I'm out of town.
Sorry, honey. I can't come away with you and the kids. I'm going to see Shed 7.
Yeah, she'd love it.
It's just not going to ring. It's not going to ring true.
Why? Listen, tomorrow, but Birmingham. Let's go to Birmingham.
Not going to watch. I'm out of town. Listen, always had time for Rick Witter.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of heart and soul.
He's listening tonight.
Got a lot of fire in his belly, Rick Witter.
They're great. They're so good live.
Always had a lot of time for York.
Yeah.
Great town. Ye olde.
That's right.
Full of history.
I don't think you pronounced the ye bit, but that's fine.
I think that was magnificent. That's new?
They did like an acoustic EP to celebrate a Maximum High, despite the fact that obviously Chasing Rainbows isn't from a Maximum High.
You're such a fan. It's amazing. You still go see them a lot?
Yeah, they're awesome. They're awesome live. They are awesome live. And on this tour, they've got a little brass section and everything, which is brilliant.
I rate that so.
They used to have... They bear in mind that they're like a little indie rock band, and they had strings and horn sections on their tracks, which is amazing that they would go to that much trouble. And then, as you can hear, that's what a beautiful song that
Dolphin
is.
Was my tune, you know.
Dolphin's a great
Dolphin
song.
Dolphin was my tune.
She left me on Friday and Going for Gold and all that.
Rick Witter in an empty pool with no shirt on. I remember it.
There you go.
I remember it.
So anyway, so thank you for all the messages that came in. That was nice. Cool, we've got 15 minutes left.
Yeah, but there were also some that said Zane wins the thong 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 song by Jameson Wolves. That's not ruined.
That was sent in by
moment.
Cisco from America.
It's the Olympics next year. Are you excited?
Yeah, I am. I wasn't. And then we had, of all people, Eddie Izzard came on the show.
Mm.
And said, are you excited? And I said, no. And he said, you should be, because this will never, ever happen again in our lifetime. The Olympics will never be in the UK ever again until all of us are dead. All of us will be dead and buried. It's a very historic moment.
Eddie Izzard reminds me of David Williams in the sense that he's one of those, like, personal motivation machines.
He seems to have an ability to be able to convince you that, that this is a good thing to be involved.
Well, I couldn't give a monkey's thing about, I almost said something wrong there, about the Olympics. And then I just thought, you know what? It's one of those things where I won't watch all of it, but the, we've got a lot of young British Olympians who I think we should get behind and support, because, you know, it's never going to be in the UK ever again. So we're all dead.
This thing today. I missed it. That was a moment and I was too late.
It's all right, it's lovely.
That was too late. That's a shame. If I'd just been 30 seconds earlier, we could have...
You're so going to take the CD home with you.
Could have been the...
Yeah. I thought you would.
But you know, not for what you think. Don't you call this a regular jam! Hi, everybody watching, by the way, on the webcam. This is rare. We don't often do this on my show. You never get to see this ugly mug. This guy obviously is on all the time because he has big superstars on his show, like just big superstars, just... add big superstar here. We're in a versus. We got two more four rounds to get through, and because it's the Olympics, we've decided to go for Olympic themed songs. Once again, I have no idea what you've chosen, because you're keeping your songs very close to that hairy chest of yours, mate.
What's the round?
It's the Olympic round.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm on it.
I'm going first, though. 81199 with the mobile phone. Radio 1, Twitter, Facebook. Step up. Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Really?
I love this song. I love this band, actually. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. Oh. These are my salad. It's a weird song, don't get it twisted. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you. But I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel tall. You strike me as a bongo player.
You've been known to bongo, huh?
Sure.
You've been known to bongo.
Bongo player, I know it.
Andy in Brighton is bigging you up. So is Kyle in Okehampton, and so is Jay Tate.
Da, da, da. Oh, boom! Oof,
so, can I just say that was clever? It was like going for gold is the round, and like Olympics.
I was surprised you didn't do Shed 7 there. I thought you would have done Shed 7 there.
I was, but I just thought I wanted to play the acoustic version of Chasing Rainbows because it's beautiful.
So, I'm sorry, by the way, Man of Mystery. What track am I playing off the CD here?
Six. Now, let me explain it.
What's on 4 and 5?
I need to explain what this is, okay? And you need to pay attention. Everyone listening needs to pay attention. The weird thing is, when Zane and I do these versus things, there's something really weird happens. Because he just played, Zane Lowe, who's won the NME DJ of the Year every year for a decade.
They haven't
pretty
done it for
much.
A while. Yeah, go on.
He chose Spandau Ballet from the 80s and gold, which means, therefore, I must have chosen something really cool.
Yeah.
But you won't believe what I've chosen. So here's the story. Going for gold, so I wanted something motivational, I wanted something pumping, like Rocky, you know, like a montage from Rocky when he's training. The theme tune to Rocky is good, but you use that as the intro to the verses.
No?
Oh, no, right. Well, that,
or both.
It's all the same. It's like the theme tune to Rocky or Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. And you use that You used that at the beginning of verses, right?
Yes.
So when I went to find out some more details about Lobster Duster that I played earlier...
Don't get it twisted. You just shouted him out. DJ Lobster Duster in the house. Yeah.
I got stuck on his website and I found this and I just thought, I am going.
So hang on. If you win this verses...
I'm
going
to win this round. People text in 81199.
It's even right now.
When this kicks in, when this track kicks in, just text the word yes with a million S's to 81199. This is how confident I am, even though this is absolutely ludicrous. You want to be motivated? I'll motivate you. You ready?
Oh no.
Take it.
Rising up, back on the street. Did my time, took my chances.
King of the mashup spoils.
With the disc. Just a man.
Oh, I see what they've done there.
To survive.
3, 4.
So many times it happens too fast.
Oh!
You trade your passion for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive.
Yes!
It's deep inside you. It's the thrill of rising up to the challenge of our rise.
Oh, that was a bit off that bit. It is big, but only because that's just so big. That big, so big. It's a little bit hit and miss.
No, it's all.
It's a bit hit and miss.
It's all killer, no filler.
Verse 2.
Face to face, out in the heat. Hanging up, staying hungry.
100 text messages already.
Let's take the odds till we get to the street. Overkill with the skill to survive.
200. Just text the word yes, do it.
Zane, you legend, great choice from Dean and David Gateshead. Zane, you just spanked Chris, not off. From Ollie on the M1, Zane has won hands down from Dawn of Milton Keynes, so on and so forth. Let's see what happens in a minute's time. That might have been a knockout. I think
Sarah Cox just texted the word yes.
Oh man, I think that might have been.
Almost like the lights went out virtually instantly. He's out.
Yes.
I have to call it.
Yes.
I have to call it.
Alexandra in Newcastle, Bob Hope in Durham, Fred in Rutland, and Chris in Nottingham with Shast. But nice. Will in York, Ali in Sittingbourne, Rian Jones in Aberystwyth, Kate in Dumfries. All text the word yes. Thank you.
The Eye of the Tiger.
And this has been a full-scale annihilation.
Oh, there is a
boom! Billy, look, Billy the referee is saying that's it. He's throwing your towel in. Your towel's gone in.
Is that why you've been down here the whole time, Billy? You've been reffing it. Hey, listen, I did good. It's 5 minutes to nine. You know, he had me on round one last time. Yeah, oh, your thumbs up.
Thank you for everybody for texting in. That was a lot of fun. So the last round is Song of the Year.
Yeah.
And we've
chosen two great songs.
No, but weirdly, do you know why? But I loved the song that you chose, and I talked about it with my team, with my people, with my entourage of adoring ass kisses that I paid to say how brilliant I. Thanks, Daily Mail. So, and I thought. Because I love this next track, the track that you chose, which I think you should play.
And I like your one.
But a load of people, I'm amazed at the amount of people went, Don't like it.
Well, who cares?
I couldn't believe the amount of people. So I chose a song that they wouldn't like as well. That everybody likes, but everybody doesn't like. You know one of those?
I do. But I don't, at this point, and for a start, I want to say, Chris Moyles, ladies and gentlemen, who doesn't have to come in the evening,
Merry
but
Christmas,
does.
Everyone.
Merry Christmas, Chris. We're big fans of your show. I listen every single morning, as you know.
So you chose the song of the year.
I chose the song of the year.
I was in, I'm in my house.
10 seconds.
I'm going on holiday. I'm packing. I'm listening to you. I stopped what I was doing and went, this is awesome.
I remember because you sent a tweet and I had to double check it was
you did
official.
The full intro version.
I know.
Well.
It makes it easier. To bed.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Zane.
And thank you, everybody, for watching. Merry Christmas. See you in his spot January 2nd for a week. Can we get a co-sign on that real quick?
Right.
Just an endorsement.
It's on good what?
For January 2nd, just for your listeners listening right now.
Listen to Zane from January the 2nd on the breakfast slot on Radio 1. He's awesome.
Don't you agree?
Sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof.
Bag, bump a stickery, what we're overdue.
Zane is chilling, Chris is chilling. What more can I say?
We're killing him.
Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we'd embody the damn lames. Lord, please let them accept the things that can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.